All right, welcome back to episode 3 of the PCU podcast. I'm Justin. Next to me is
Oscar. I'm sorry if I sound a little awkward. I'm a little sick.
I'm James.
Mike.
Well, first of all, what are you guys laughing at?
It's because you know how everyone's been telling me that I'm like really quiet during the podcast.
Yeah.
I like coughed and I'm like, all right, and I just said it like that.
This is my shit.
All right.
Strokes.
Welcome back to the PCU podcast. Today we will be talking about Infinity War. We did all watch it, right?
Yep.
So watch out for spoilers.
Yeah.
We'll do a disclaimer before we get into that.
Yeah, but lots and lots of spoilers.
But first, we're going to be talking about Teen Titans. Two versions of Teen Titans have been announced and are coming out soon. One being a web series on the WB platform. And the second being a Teen Titans Go movie entitled Teen Titans Go to the Movies.
Sorry.
Alright, let's focus first on the web series.
I'm gonna be honest. I didn't do much research into this. The costumes are ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't really see much into it besides the costumes.
I don't think
and
much.
I hate them already.
I don't think much has been announced.
But the costumes?
But the costumes.
Yeah.
I want to fact check that real quick. Oscar?
I don't know anything either. The costumes look alright.
Alright? Look at this.
Well, Dick, I mean, it's gonna be hard to recreate something like that and expect it to be good and, like, maintainable, you know?
So let's run down the line of the costumes, because that's basically the main thing we know. We'll start with, Raven.
She's hard.
Alright. Raven already looks like how she would be if she was real, kind of emo.
Yeah, kind of she looks
goth
like
looking.
Yeah, she looks
a
like
little bit
every,
of a loner.
She looks like every like gothic emo teen.
In the teenage,
I mean, isn't the point of Raven?
Yeah,
that's kind of like how she was though. So I think that's fine. I think Raven's is fine. That's
it's
the only one I like besides the screen cap of Robin.
It doesn't look
bad.
Sure
that's actually Robin.
It's just a weird transition from the cloak.
Yeah.
Kind of is, yeah.
But I can fuck with it.
I would probably say like a 6 out of 10. It's not horrible, but...
It's the best one there, besides Robin.
I'd give it like a 7, maybe.
I agree with Justin, a 6.
Let's go with Beast.
I agree with Mikey, a 7.
Alright.
Let's go with Beast Boy.
Beast Boy.
Jesus!
Shut up.
This is...
bad.
Horrible.
7 out of 10 for me.
Get
Beast Boy looks
sick.
Terrible. Okay. He has... Top of his head... Okay, you say it first. What were you saying?
You know how hard it is to, like, put... Like, this isn't, like, surrealism art. This is a cartoon. And I understand that it's going to be
action.
Hard to represent.
It's live action, dog.
No, but it was originally a cartoon.
It's based off a cartoon.
It's based off a cartoon.
Or it's based off a comic.
A cartoon. And you're hard to, like, put it into real life kind of thing. Especially with, like, such... It doesn't have as many details as you would want it to.
I'm glad you bring that up. Because cosplayers do it way better.
Yeah.
And they have a little bit of material.
Yeah.
But they also do that for
a living. I'll say this, though.
They act for a living. They gotta be putting costumes. I mean,
I'm in charge of
that, but that's not exactly the actor's fault, though.
It's not, but...
It's not, I'm not saying it is, but
we're
I'm
not, we're not blaming the actors. I'm
no,
just saying the costumes are shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, they could've... The director people or the costume designer could've... Could have conjured up something. At least you could have given him a purple shirt.
Okay. I'll say this.
I know with Beast Boy, I know like that's his original colors.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. This looks like his original comic.
Yeah, but
then the purple
I just
shirt
don't,
is debunked.
I don't really
I'm
like
used to the
animated
series.
Yeah,
I get you,
Beast Boy. So I'm like, give me the purple shirt.
I don't like the way they gave him a sweater. He looks like a soccer player, like he's like trying to wear a tracksuit or something.
But if it's cold,
and then he has
outside.
Like a green like.
Yeah, it just
coat
looks like kind of like.
The
well, I mean, they all kind of all wearing
looks
coats.
Really
it looks
cheesy.
Like a
yeah.
Oh yeah, I don't really care about the coat, but I'm talking about.
I'm pretty
this.
Sure when it comes down to like the fight, I'm pretty sure he'll take it off and like.
Well, hopefully
know,
when
turn
it comes
green
out,
and turn into. A
yeah, hopefully when it comes out of the fight, he's not really wearing that.
Yeah.
He's just like into.
I mean,
morphed into something different.
I don't really mind that you know his skin's not green or anything because I know. Have you guys seen Jessica Jones?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've seen pictures.
Yes.
Okay, you guys know about Kilgrave? How he was like originally purple in the comics.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they changed that, and now, you know, he has regular skin.
David
but I know at some point, his veins, like, turn purple when he gets angry and yells.
Okay.
But...
Get over here, Jessica.
Get over here, Jessica.
This, because it reminds me of the comics, and I say we're going with it, I'm going to give it a 7, but it's not that good.
I'm going to give
it's
a
not,
solid 4.
It's really not. I feel like they were kind of cheap on this. I'll give it like a
6.5. Well, I mean, it's a web series, so they might not have that much money.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. When I first heard when I saw a web series, I was like, okay, budget's probably not that great. Starfire.
Okay, right. I think Starfire is probably the worst of them all.
Six.
For me. I'm gonna give it a 3.
Yeah, I give it a, like a 1. No, I take that back. No,
I just really don't like it. Like,
I'll give it like a 2.
It's a 4.
Because at least I'll give it a 2 only because it's purple.
They got that part.
Yeah, right? They got that part.
Okay,
but why did she? Okay, I want to hear your thoughts first.
Okay. So they've done this before, where they've made heroes a different ethnicity. For this, they've made her African American. I don't mind it, but the color hair that they put her in makes her look like a.
It's a wig.
Can I finish?
Sorry.
The hair they put her in makes her look like a street corner rat.
I like that you put it as your rat, okay?
You say hood rat, like not street corner. You call her a hooker? Prostitute?
Yeah.
Alright.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it does kind of look like that. Honestly, I can agree with it.
The problem is, it's the farthest, it's the closest costume out of all of them.
Except Robin.
Oh, yeah. See, that's the thing. We saw it in a different picture, like in a photo shoot, but we never really seen it, like,
on set. Yeah. So we're not sure if that's, like, the actual Robin costume. I'm praying it is.
But the rumored costume for Robin.
Yeah. No, that one looks really good. Looks
fantastic.
I love it.
That one's a 9 out of 10 for me.
That one's probably a 9.
Yeah, like a 9. Solid 9. I'm gonna get nitpicky, I'll go 8.5, but I won't be nitpicky.
What I'm scared of is that it's just a cosplay picture that was...
Yes. That we got memed about?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel you. I make feel you.
Then again, another thing, disclaimer, we're only going off costumes and the looks of them. We have no idea what this web series
is gonna be about or how it's gonna turn out. I mean, it could be fucking great and we're shitting on the costumes. But... When it comes out, we'll find out, I guess. Mike, anything else to add?
She has like a fur coat on and like a cheap dollar store dress. It looks like a trash bag. It looks like a purple trash bag.
It's kind of hard to like mimic the costume with that kind of thing, especially with the thing around her like neck. That's gonna be very uncomfortable, very very fast. And I understand
she doesn't have to wear that.
Exactly, and she's not. Therefore, just leaves the generic dress left.
There's another argument though with this is that. They've done adaptations better.
There's been different costumes. Okay, I'm sorry. There's different costumes about it, but I want to show them.
What's happening here?
It's like, I don't know, 70s, 80s.
All right, look. The 80s one, that is very exposing. People are not going to like
I'm
that.
I'm showing you different ones. I'm just saying. This one is just like...
That one's not bad.
What do you mean? That's kind of hood rat too.
That's not bad. I'm not saying it's not, but I'm saying it's not bad. Like... Costume, like, Jesus.
That, wow.
Yeah, no, that one's way too exposing.
I don't think that's an actual costume.
It'll just fall off.
Like, either way, it's...
I could say.
Okay. But, like, on national TV, it's a fucking...
It's a web series, not it's not gonna be...
Yeah, it's... Yeah.
So, it's a 6 out of 10 for me, mainly because of that factor.
I still give it, like, 3. I just don't like the way it looks. I really don't. Like,
Regardless of costumes, though, I'm
still gonna watch it.
I'm still gonna watch it. It looks intriguing for the wrong reasons.
I just want to see if this thing's gonna be bad. If that's what you're trying to hint at, if it's gonna be bad. Bad or not?
Oh, my bad.
So there's that. The next topic of Teen Titans. Teen Titans go to the movies.
All right. This is the first time I heard the full title.
Oh, this is the first time we didn't tell you?
No,
Venom.
I kinda like that.
like Venom, we watched the trailer right before we started recording.
It made me laugh like twice.
I like the little like Marvel references that they have.
Yeah, that's the thing with this trailer is that it's very shady. Not just to Marvel, but to its own kind.
Oh my god.
Just one poster.
Yeah, like, there's a part where it's, like, Batman versus Joker, and it was, like, forgot what it said.
It's Batman vs. Joker, the Yawn of Justice.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, Jesus.
The Yawn of Justice.
That's what we're doing now?
Another one was Green Lantern.
He's like, yeah, we don't, I have a movie, we just don't really talk about it. I'm like, fuck.
Which is a clear,
shot at Ryan Reynolds.
Clear shot at Ryan Reynolds.
Green Lantern. We were talking
whoever directed that movie.
We were talking to Dresser. What, you're Deadpool? No, I'm not Deadpool.
Like the one part where he's like, if anything, they should be calling me, like, they should be calling Deadpool Deathstroke, because I'm the one that came out first.
Yeah, and he's just like, no, I think you're Deadpool. I'm just like, oh, God.
Speaking about Deathstroke, do not like the voice actor for him.
Yeah, no.
I like the voice actor in general, and especially in BoJack Horseman, but not, I feel like it doesn't fit.
This is my first time hearing the
news.
I don't like how they're not calling him Deathstroke either.
Yeah, I think they will, but I mean,
it was like that. In the original, like, not in the anime.
But still, I want to just hear it.
That's the thing I noticed about a lot of cartoons, like, especially with the Cartoon Network and Nickelodeon and Disney, is that they don't really, like, say anything with death in it.
Oh, have
you noticed? Okay, do you guys remember watching Ultimate Spider-Man?
Okay, yeah, I know what you're getting at.
Did you see the Deadpool one?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I can't say that word. I have to say unalive. And I was like, oh.
Yeah.
You know?
Does they just call him unalive? Yeah. Or they call him Wade?
No.
No, they called him Deadpool. But they said it, like, together. Yeah. But instead of saying, oh, I'm going to kill him, I'm just going to unalive them.
Yeah. And he's like...
They got to keep it PG.
Yeah.
So, it makes sense.
Like, the Goonies never say die.
But I mean, like... There's other series, I guess Disney.
No, I'm just saying.
There's like other things that just like. I don't care. But yeah, good. Like Nick and Avatar, they're like, oh fuck, do I really have to kill the Fire Lord? And they're like, yeah, you're probably gonna have to. Like, they didn't care about saying that. I guess.
But it's also very different companies as well.
Yeah, no, I got that.
Yeah.
Because I mean, Nickelodeon spawned Revenge of the Nerds, and holy fuck, that show.
Yeah, kids are really like sensitive apparently. Anyways,
who has watched Teen Titans Go?
I've seen like 2 episodes.
Okay,
and I want to
see myself.
Yeah, like
it's really
like
cheesy.
3.
Okay.
It gave me like a couple cheap chuckles here and there.
I was like, all right, that's cute.
Yeah.
I think it's the same thing with the Powerpuff Girls, that they tried making an adaptation of it, didn't work.
I mean,
but
it
this
obviously
time, but
worked,
it has been
it's
canceled.
Still running.
For God knows why.
That's just probably just for little kids, man. This is really what it is.
No, for all right. Teen Titans Go, okay, I really don't like the show, but I think that they're making a movie about it. They're not doing bad.
It's not. That's the weird part.
Yeah, it's not.
Terrible. Do you guys think it's because of the meme, though?
It might be.
I feel like it's because different, like, just shit changes all the fucking time. And obviously they're trying to, like, just keep trying to make new ideas and... Maybe going back to some things like Teen Titans is a bit refreshing, but it's not the way that we wanted, so maybe that's why we're not big fans of it.
Yeah, a lot of people are just killing for a standalone Teen Titans live action movie.
And I'm hoping we get that, but then, like, it's like...
The problem I have with it is how it's going to survive.
It's like the joke I made in, like... drama the other day when there's gonna be a fight, and I was like, it's all promise and like no show, it's just like a DC movie. DC movies tend to disappoint me
because, yeah, that's the thing about,
and that's why DC, I'm scared of wanting a DC movie.
They're better at making animations than they are, like, you know, live action movies.
Yeah, their animated movies are great.
Justice League was terrible. Okay, I'm
under,
not gonna say terrible.
Under
Justice
the Red
League
Hood is a good example.
Under the Red Hood,
good.
Flashpoint, Justice
Flashpoint
League War,
really good.
Yeah, oh, Flashpoint was great. The Suicide Squad. No one saw that.
Oh, the animated one?
No.
I'd say the live action one is decent.
It's okay.
It's not terrible.
Yeah, it's not terrible.
I mean, it's something I would probably rent.
You didn't like that?
Probably something I would rent when I go to Redbox or something, but...
Didn't we talk about it in the last podcast that... Ignore it.
Alright, I was confused.
Anyways.
This movie trailer makes me want to go back and watch the show.
Yeah.
Wait, which one?
Which show?
This.
Yeah.
Teen Titans Go.
To the movie.
It makes me want to give it a chance. Another chance.
I'll leave.
No, please don't, Micah. We need you still.
It.
It's getting so frustrated.
This trailer is really confusing in the aspect of... It's good.
Yeah, it's actually...
The trailer's good.
Yeah.
No.
I don't,
I'm sorry.
like I said, I feel like the voice acting for for Slade is not, it's not the same.
Are you gonna not be able to say
Deathstroke
either?
Fuck up. Fucking Deathstroke.
It's on a live spasm. How about that?
Live spasm.
I hate you.
Just if we compare this trailer to other DC trailers, it tops it. Most of them.
Actually, if you compare it to the SpongeBob movie, I don't know if you guys remember that one. The CGI one. Where they get, like, superpowers.
Oh, out of water?
Yeah.
Are they talking about the good
one? That one was terrible. Even the trailer was terrible. I don't know anyone that even, like, brings up that movie anymore.
I have not seen
it. But if you were to compare that to this...
I think I watched it a couple months ago.
It's horrible. Am I right?
Yeah.
I remember seeing the trailer and I was like, why? I was like, yeah. I was fine with the one movie. Iconic movie.
That one was so good.
With the Hasselhoff.
I still like it. I still like the movie.
Yeah, I'll watch it. Like, I'll watch it every 2 years.
Yeah. What I'm saying,
what they're doing with Teen Titans?
They're kidifying it.
They're
making it
slaughtering
kid.
They're not killing it, obviously, because
it's killing still, it teens.
That's not their target audience, though.
Yeah, their target audiences are like trying to hit the bullseye with the kids.
Yeah, so right now they're not doing bad. They're doing bad for the older audience, but they're killing it with the kids marketing, which is completely fine and completely okay.
Yeah.
We may not like it, but the kids fucking love it.
I know kids is probably... The kids are one of, like, the biggest, audience... What was it?
Target audience?
Yeah, target... No,
I forgot. Marketing, advertising, that type of shit.
Yeah, it's true. If you can hit it with kids, then...
Kids are the biggest customers.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
How the fuck did I forget that word?
Customers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're just dumb?
It happens to the best of us.
I'm gonna go take a shit.
If you guys... haven't noticed, it's really off topic. Yes, we're someone still hasn't shown up.
Oh, that's right.
Someone still hasn't shown up. You better fucking be here next Thursday. You listen. You know who you are.
If they are not here by this, like, by next podcast,
it's probably just gonna stay us.
Yeah.
If we're being real.
And then we'll have like a couple guests here.
Yeah,
there,
we're trying to pull in some guests.
Kill and I mean keep one.
What?
Keep a guest.
Oh.
Maybe. If it comes down to it and we feel like we need or want another member, then
Oh, I was just joking.
Oh. Yeah. Well, if it comes down, like you said, if it comes down to it.
I think I'm good with just guests.
I'm open to the idea of, like, someone new.
So am I. Justin, what are you?
You're
what?
I'm just kind of in the middle of it. I'm back out of this
one. Alright, he's a little fun. Power.
Yeah. Because... they are very close friends, and...
No, I mean, don't get me wrong, like, when she shows up, I'm going to be hyped, because, like, this is kind of, like, all of our idea. We all wanted this.
Yeah.
So, like, I want her to show up for at least one.
Yeah,
I
want her to show up.
It's just been a bad couple weeks for her.
Yeah.
And
especially on this certain day.
Yeah, so. This understandable. Yeah. Very understandable. And
yeah, I know, I caught AIDS, too, and just, it's horrible.
She didn't have AIDS. I think that's just you, probably, Mike.
Look. We don't need any, like, rumors. She does not have AIDS.
Yeah,
she's kidding.
Right. I know, but still, some people like Mike things, though.
Some people might take it seriously.
Are you
Yes, people are dumb, Mike.
Okay. Alright, guys, I'm just kidding. I'm the one with AIDS.
Okay, if you want a reasonable question.
Alright,
you guys want to move on to the next topic about Infinity War?
Yeah,
that's a nice little...
Teen Titans, thank you, we love you, but come on. Alright.
Please,
I like the anime better.
Alright.
I think everyone does.
And you guys are doing good in the kids marketing, and I feel like that's okay.
Fix the Starfire costume, please.
Yeah.
All right. So disclaimer: spoilers are gonna pop up. We're gonna
spoilers
talk about
Infinity War.
We are starting. We are starting Infinity War now. For those who have not seen it, turn off the podcast now. Watch it and come back to us. Thank you for listening for about 19 minutes of us talking about Teen Titans and our personal problems. we will see you next week.
This is therapy.
We'll give them a couple seconds.
All right.
Infinity War.
Dude, fucking great.
So, oh my god.
I liked it.
That was probably one of the better Marvel movies
I've seen in a while.
Yeah.
I really needed to talk to someone after the movie. Oh my god.
I had Oscar.
I didn't have anyone, man.
I did not feel like I wanted to die. I felt completely fine and okay.
My soul.
It made me excited for the other movie.
It's same. I feel you. Like, I was sad, but I was excited.
I was more excited than I was sad because it did.
What is on? You don't understand.
Okay, so honestly, let's start with this. First impressions, the minute you walked out of the theater.
depressed but happy.
I really think I need depressed to see but excited. Therapy, like a therapist.
I really liked it.
Depressed, I did but not excited. Feel sad.
I walked out silent. I didn't say a word.
Everyone, I was just talking to Oscar.
Usually, you guys know how usually like you'll talk about the movie after like, as you're walking out. My theater, no one was talking.
Oh no!
For me, it's like I walked out. I just kind of like the movie ended, end credits and everything, the whole Nick Fury thing. Yeah. I looked at Oscar, and I just like I looked at him silent for like 5 seconds. I was like, "What the fuck just happened?"
Yeah.
And then we're just like a couple seconds after that, I was like, "Yeah, I don't understand like what the fuck the end scene was."
And I explained it to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had to.
Our girl, it's coming.
I didn't get to see the end credits and everything. Like, the after credits.
Really?
No. Yeah, that's why I had to ask. I didn't care if I got spoiled that part, but we had to take someone home after, so I didn't get to stay.
Okay.
But I know what happens.
Yeah.
I saw, like, on YouTube.
Maria Hill and, Fury are gone.
No, I saw the little motherfucker, and then he just...
I thought that was pretty funny.
And then it was Pager fell.
Captain Marvel.
And I was like... Oh my god, it
who's the actor playing that?
Brie Larson?
I wish I knew my actors.
She looks like... You're not gonna know who this is. She looks like Amy Adams.
Yeah.
She kind of does. She looks like a skinnier...
Do you guys want to talk about the kill order first, or do you guys want to talk about positives?
Positives.
Okay.
Thanos, instantly my favorite MCU villain.
That's just you.
I've already known Thanos for like a while. Only because of my stepdad.
Yeah.
And he's the one that... Yeah.
You know Cable?
Shut up. Same guy.
Shut
Which
up.
I really found out this week.
Really?
I didn't realize it until this week.
Did you not, like, watch the Deadpool 2 trailer?
I couldn't.
That's okay.
By the way, I was in the theater, like, most of the time, and my dad, like, my actual, like, biological father and my stepmother kept asking me, "Who's that?" I'm like, "It's the fucking guy from the Goonies. Josh Brolin."
He was in
the Goonies. Really? He was the older brother, the one working out.
Fuck me. He was in the Goonies, too. Well, beat my...
Hey.
By the way, yeah that's right.
Thank you.
Yeah, right?
Okay. So you love Thanos.
I really love Thanos. I felt the whole... Yeah,
he played his character very, very
well. I
hope
the whole kind of...
Okay, yeah.
The Soul Stone thing was kind of just like...
Oh, cliche. That was very, very cliche.
Cliche, and it was like, you don't really love her. Honestly, I felt like that was just kind of forced.
Yeah.
That felt pretty forced to me.
No, it didn't feel forced to me. I felt like it was necessary. I understand where it comes like a little forced, but... I felt more cliche than it did forced.
It was a mixture of both of me. Other than that, I think it was just fucking brutal.
I like the way he played out because I know Thanos has more to him than just, you know, rage, anger, and, you know, killing.
Yeah.
All right.
So it did show the... death.
I'm going to stop you right there. Thanos?
Yeah. I didn't want to stop.
Did I say Thanos?
Yeah, you said Thanos.
He's a Thanos. I was going to let you keep going.
All right, but continue.
Thanos.
There you go.
I'm proud of you.
Thanos.
Anus. I just said, like, Faye and then anus. God damn, what's wrong with me?
Continue.
You like anus?
No, yeah, anyways, I love the way, like, how he portrayed him. Yeah. Because there's more to him than just death and destruction.
I mean, there also is
hold
death.
Up.
For Mistress Death.
Okay. Speaking of Mistress Death, Red Skull.
That,
me
for oh,
yeah.
I thought that was Mistress Death, and I was like, oh, this is awkward.
I was like, is my boy about to, like, clap them cheeks? And I was like, fuck. And then I was like, oh, like,
it was a guy's voice, and I'm just like, oh!
Did anyone else think it was, like, death?
Where were you?
I thought it was death.
Where were you? Like,
the last 3 seconds.
Ago.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, I was
as
lost.
We were talking about, bro, it's okay.
Oh, yeah, also, Red Skull, he was a different actor, right? He was
Different actor.
Oh, really?
It's compared to different actor.
Because his face was kind of different, but I don't know if it was after the makeup, and plus his accent was kind of off.
I remember when it popped up. Me and Oscar kind of looked at each other. He's like, "Is that death?" And then we saw Dane. He looked back at me. He's like, "Is that fucking Red Skull?" I was like, "That's fucking Red Skull."
Yeah, I was like, "No fucking way." I was
pretty high. Me being the, like, Captain America fanboy I am, I was like, "Oh."
Their explanation for him being there made sense.
Yeah, it really did.
It made perfect sense.
I thought he was, like, you know, beamed and killed, like it was a laser or something.
Yeah. No, it made sense. That whole Soulstone scene really fucked me up.
It was very, like, fucking the heartstring, though.
Yeah, that was...
As cliche as it was.
I cried, I think, 3 times during this movie. The Soulstone scene was one of them.
I teared up. I didn't cry.
All right. It's kind of hard because, like, I would be into it, and then my friend next to me would just be like, and like laughing. So like, it would like be like, oh, dramatic, and then hearing him laugh, and then like kind of snap me out of it, and I was like, fuck, dude, please.
It was
like, let me be a bitch and cry, you know?
He didn't let you like show your emotions.
Yeah, and
yeah, okay.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I mean, I was a little fucking bitch the entire time. You could ask Oscar.
You guys, I'm telling you, y'all probably went with the wrong person to watch the movie.
Oh, fuck no. I didn't, enjoyed.
Honestly did not care. Because, like, he made the offer, and it was, like, an offer I legit could not
refuse. Yeah.
Also, if it's, hanging out with the guy. This is, like, the second time I've hung out with him.
Very chill.
Really chill guy. I like.
He plays some bangers in the car.
Yeah.
You know who you are if you listen to this. Shout out.
Flex for me.
Flex for me, daddy.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know who
yeah, I get it now.
Think we just say his name? Think he's cool with that? I mean, I guess kind of shout out randomly.
No, it's, I don't want to.
No free like, shout
make an assumption.
I'm just kidding. What are we promoting?
I'm just kidding.
But, anyway, back into the positives. About the whole fight in Wakanda.
That's how he laughs.
Yeah, I know. That's how I understood it.
There's like, a lot of positives.
Like, flex for me, and then you did the laugh.
Guys!
I'm sorry.
Thank you. I loved any Doctor Strange and Tony Stark scene.
Oh,
those are fucking great.
They have fantastic chemistry.
Yeah,
I really like
Iron Man and Doctor Strange have probably one of the best partnerships in this movie. I will say there was one that may have fought them out, and that was Rocket Raccoon
and Thor.
And Thor.
Thanks, right. Rabbit.
Yeah, the fucking rabbit.
Oh, dude. Every time he called him Rabbit, I lost my shit.
Come, Rabbit.
Or did he just Drax. Call me a fucking Drax rabbit? Drax was one of the, like.
Drax favorite. Is my, like, probably the funniest part about this movie.
Yeah. Oh, this is a man. You're a dude. That part killed me.
Or when he tried to be invisible and he's just eating really slowly. How long have you been there?
An hour.
Oh my god, are you serious? Yeah. I have mastered the art of being invisible.
I move so slowly, you cannot even see me move.
And the mantis comes in and he's like,
oh, hey, Drax.
Hi, Drax.
And he's like,
fuck. Can I just say, Mantis is shit on by everyone, and I fucking love Mantis.
No, yeah,
I like Mantis. She's funny. Yeah,
she's really funny.
She's like a girl less funny Drax, but she's still funny.
Yeah, like, I like their chemistry.
Her line was probably one of the best lines in it. It was, what was the line?
She was also, I felt like, a very big help when they were trying to take off Thanos' like.
Oh, because she put the dude to sleep.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But that dude was still like trying to go hard and shit.
What was the line she said?
I don't. Okay.
When she what?
It was like we take asses and kick names. That was one of the best lines in this movie.
No, I think another one that was funny is when they're all fighting each other, and it was like he's like, yeah, he's like, I'm from Missouri. He's like, Missouri is an Earth, you dipshit.
I really like the Groot and the Captain America thing.
I am Groot.
I am Steve Rogers.
I was like, what the fuck?
I love dying.
Who is Gamora? Why is Gamora?
I'll give you one even better. Why is Gamora? I was like, fuck.
Where is Gamora?
Dude, I love Bautista. That's like another like, thing another for like, me and...
thing.
Me and, I'm losing your name. Fuck, Justin, Justin, there we go. I'm sorry.
How dare
I'm sorry.
I never really... I don't know if like have I mentioned this before about the Guardians of the Galaxy is that no one really knew about who they were, not even like with comic books, until like the movie really came out.
Yeah.
So they had a really lot to work with, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's, you know, making that... made them really amazing.
Yeah.
Also, I am not fucking gay. But dude, Captain America with his fucking
beard.
Oh my god.
He was bomb, dude.
Justin, like, orgasm over here, dude.
Fuck. Like, straight up, I was like, fuck, dude. Like,
that is a man.
Real quick, that is, yeah.
When he stepped out of the shadows, everyone in the theater
that was a clapping moment. Yeah.
Even though my theater was, like, the quietest one out there. No one was
clapping
when it began.
Mine and Oscar was
pure high. No one was clapping at the end. But when Captain America came out and Thor, everyone's just like.
One of my favorite scenes has to be when Thor comes with the fucking ass in the fucking suit.
Okay. Okay. When Groot makes the handle.
That was. I like that.
I like that suit.
Do you want
a bit awkward.
It was a little awkward. I thought.
But I liked it. It was awkward and I liked it.
Because he's a teenager.
I thought he was going to sacrifice himself and I thought that's how he was going to die.
No, but.
I personally thought that.
You could tell it hurt the dude, though.
Yeah.
Like, it hurt him. He was like, screaming. He was like, argh!
And then he cuts it off. I'm like, you have a big dick. Like, no.
Oh, man. That was...
Guardians probably stole the show in their own respect.
Guardians? I think Guardians stole the show.
No, Thanos stole the show.
Oh, it was a Thanos movie.
Well, yeah, but you know what I mean.
It was a Thanos. Wonder who else stole it from me?
Peter.
Doctor Strange.
Okay.
Yeah.
Doctor Strange also...
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, man. Rest in peace.
Magic kick. Magic punch. That killed me.
The portal, reporter, the portal.
I thought that was really cool how they incorporated him using portals too.
Yes.
That was fucking badass. I loved it.
And he was like, magic. And he's like, oh shit. And then he like,
gets bodied.
That was also one of the tearjerker scenes was Spider-Man's death.
As James,
I don't feel so well.
As James informed me, that was improvised.
That was all improvised.
Yeah, no, that was me.
No, yeah, you said it.
Oh,
no,
I told him.
Yeah. Oh, you told him?
Like, yeah. Before anybody else. And then, like, you, and then I saw
it.
And I kind of
got, like, but, and everything, yeah.
If you kind of think about it, the way Robert Downey Jr. was talking to him, it seemed kind of off. But when it kept going, you didn't even think about it being, like, improvised at all.
It seemed like it was legit in there. Yeah. Like, in the script. It seemed legit.
But you know what? I kind of suspected only because of Robert Downey Jr.
Robert Downey Jr.'s reaction was genuine.
Yeah. He was like, oh, like, wait, shit. Like,
is this really happening?
Yeah, and he was like, just, it's okay, kid, or whatever the fuck he says. And I was like, it's okay. I'm a bitch.
You're fine. It's okay. And he was just telling him it's okay, and then that's what made it even worse, that he was lying to him about his death.
What makes it even worse, though, is, and I've talked to a lot of people about this, and they say I'm wrong. The relationship between Peter Parker and Tony Stark in...
Spider-Man.
And Spider-Man. It's...
That's his idol.
Yeah, Peter Parker looks up to Tony Stark so much, and Tony Stark kind of shits on him a little bit.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. He really does. Right. In the comics...
Love. That's what it is.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what it is. It was a pair in Homecoming. No. It was tough love.
But, in Homecoming, he shows him, like, trying to be a fatherly figure, and he's like, if you're nothing without the suit, then maybe you shouldn't have it.
Yeah, when he takes... That whole scene was great. I thought it was great.
He even said it, like, you know, I can't have that, you know?
Yeah.
And he was telling him, like, I've, like, you know... Yeah. I sound like my fucking father. He even mentioned a father once or twice in there. You could tell he really cares about him.
So you can tell it's just crushing his soul. I know, in the comments, dying right in his hands.
He's noticed him before, and he just, you know, he even tells him.
The fighting in this movie is one of the best action fighting scenes I've ever seen.
I kept getting chills over and over.
The thing I never really liked about Marvel is fighting, like, the action scenes, so much editing.
Yeah.
There's so much editing. Like, I remember in Civil War, there's like a takedown for Black Panther and Bucky. And it was like three edits in like one, and I was like, why? Like, you could have just filmed that.
Movie,
you know what I mean?
It was.
I don't know if you've seen the clips with the interviews with like the different cast members for Civil War. Even Tom Holland said, like, you know, I was running with tennis balls in a suit because he never even got to see the actors. Like, during that scene, like, during the airport scene.
Yeah.
So he was just running with, big old, like, balls or something.
Oh, yeah, he was.
I didn't know about that. That's another version of, like, editing, is what you mentioned.
Yeah.
This scene, a lot of...
I did love that. I want to say one thing. I thought the best Marvel action scenes, by far, come from Black Panther. I really love the action. The 1v1 fight between Killmonger and T'Challa. When, spoiler for Black Panther, if you haven't seen it, Do you care? All right.
Is that the falls or is that?
Yeah, the falls. Okay. When he challenges for the throne. That, I had chills the entire fucking time.
I really didn't give a shit about that scene.
Really? I was fucking like, oh, fuck.
I'm dead serious about this. I really didn't like him.
It seemed thrown in there.
Yeah.
No, in the comics, doesn't he also fight?
No, yeah, he does.
Yeah,
but the way they edit it, it looks really thrown in.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, like, in the movie perspective, it looks thrown in.
Fuck you guys, then.
All right. No. It was good.
What do you mean?
No. It was good, man. It was good. I just don't like the actor. I said it before. I really don't like Michael B.J.
Jordan.
B.J. I said it right.
No, but I'm not giving it credit from, like, these, fight scenes and everything. They're greatly edited. Great. When they're on, what is it? Titan. And he just gets that fucking planet. With one of the...
Oh, no, that was really a good scene.
That was good.
I was
surprised.
I was like, oh, fuck. I was like, this is...
I'll be honest with you, like, every time I see, like, a reference with Infinity Stones or Gauntlet or Thanos, I get chills and I get anxiety now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't... Like, every time Thanos was... Like, I knew someone wasn't safe.
You could just feel it. Hold up. Oh, my God.
Time out. A very... Like, I did not expect him to pop up. I don't know his name, and I'm very, very sorry. The one actor, he is a midget.
The dwarf.
Peter Dinklage, right?
Yeah. Roche, don't say dwarf. I mean, don't say midget.
No, that's kind of offensive.
Yeah, it's
I'm so sorry. I'm very, very sorry.
Like saying the N-word.
I'm very, very sorry for that.
No, I didn't know about that either. It's okay.
Okay, but Peter Dinklage, amazing. He did amazing in that part.
Dude, that was
really
like he was
God, really.
Oh, I dude, when I saw his hands, dude, I felt so fucking bad.
Yeah, it was.
I don't know if you saw his hands; they were melted together. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my god.
I think it was great, but I didn't mind it.
I liked it.
One thing I really took from that whole thing was Thor can take a fucking star.
Yeah, for like a couple seconds.
Yeah, Thor can take a star. I was like,
I'm pretty sure it was a good solid minute.
I was like,
that was
a sweet fucking
solid minute.
You could even tell by like Rocket's reaction. He was like, oh, this guy could take a full fucking burst of a star to the chest.
He was like, oh, okay. This guy has also a big dick. Like, yeah,
this guy got big. He can call me Rabbit all he wants.
Yeah, he was like, I think that's when he accepted. He's like,
you
I am
can
now
call
rabbit.
Me whatever you want, Daddy. But
I am Raccoon, Rabbit, Rocket. Like,
it's okay. I'll accept it.
Let's just go generalizing list of what the positives were. Acting was great.
The new suit.
Iron Spider.
Okay, I know a lot of people shit on the Iron Spider suit.
It looks amazing.
I loved it.
Honestly, like in the movie, I was really surprised, mostly because of the tentacles. Did I say tentacles? The arms.
The arms, yeah.
Yo, I bought the pop figure even before watching the movie.
Dude.
All right.
That was beautiful.
It's not like identical to the adaptation, like comic book to
real
life.
Of course,
yeah,
because
it's still like red and gold, though. Right? I feel it's red and gold.
Yeah. But in this, it's
good.
It's a mix, which is really.
I like it.
Acting, so the suits, the characterization, the fight scenes.
New weapons.
Thanos. There's a lot of positives.
I thought the Wakanda scene
was amazing, actually.
No, the Wakanda War.
Yeah.
I thought that was really fucking dope.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. I got chills when they first started like opening the gates and like they were running.
And it's and then, Cap like, and Black Panther just head fucking first.
And then like the dual shields that he had and he was just like.
I did. When I first saw the trailer and he brought those out, I wasn't trying to feel about them. I love them.
Yeah, they're good.
I love them.
In the trailer, I saw like the little like, I don't know what they were. I thought they were like, you know, alien, like, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
They could actually think, well, you know. But then when I see them like running like animals, you know, tearing through things,
it's
I'm
quite
thinking like
scary.
They were like zombies.
Yeah,
that was pretty horrifying.
That really like got you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like they don't, and they're like cutting themselves.
They
like,
didn't
trying
care.
To reach. Yeah, and they were just like they were like
even
killing themselves.
Who was it that said it? Okoya or Black Widow? They're killing themselves.
Yeah, they're killing themselves.
I think it's one of the two. I know it's one of the two.
It's one of the two.
It made it a little bit.
I think
more
it was weird.
It was a black.
It was Okoye.
I don't know.
Okoye.
Okay.
Michonne.
Yeah, Michonne.
Michonne. Walking Dead. Danny Garay.
Oh, okay. It's Okoye in the movie.
Yeah, in the movie. I broke it down for us.
Yeah,
okay. Thank you.
No problem.
There isn't many.
What, negatives?
Negatives.
You could tell what was going to happen. You like, the only thing you could not tell was who was going to die.
Yeah.
You knew someone was going to die.
I already knew about, like, everyone dying, only because of,
the comics?
The guy who plays Hulk. Mark Ruffalo. Only because of that. And I saw that and I was thinking, like, I'm pretending like I never heard that in my life.
Another thing, I know it explains it in Ragnarok, but Hulk did not come out for that much. He came out for, like, in the beginning, which I appreciate.
Yeah, a little erectional dysfunction. Yeah. I'm just like, what are you doing, man?
Yeah, that was another problem.
That pissed me off a lot.
What did
pussy half the time.
Make me very... What confused me and it kind of made me a little angry with the movie. You killed Loki... The first 10 minutes.
All right.
That was not the first 10 minutes. That was like the first 5.
Yeah.
What I like is that he did not
go out like a bitch.
All right.
He didn't go out like a bitch. He tried to.
No,
he
was scared. You know he was scared.
He did not die pussy whipped to like Thanos. He died
trying to
kill him, which I liked. And like.
He did die, but.
It's a little bitchy how he went because it's like snap neck. I wish it would be like. For those of you Dragon Ball fans, like, kind of like a spirit bomb way where he went out in, like, this epic fucking way. Yeah. He just got his, like, neck snapped. But I like it because, and I understand it was because, like...
To me, that scene was more of,
Thor
like
needed to, like, see it.
For me, that was, like, passing of the torch of, like, the best MCU villain.
Yeah.
Now giving it to this guy.
Yeah, I really like that.
Now that you pointed it out,
it makes sense.
I could kind of see it now.
It was kind of... Loki, because... I don't think anyone really... The only people that challenged Loki for me were Killmonger and the Vulture.
No. Killmonger, no. Killmonger's no.
Fuck Killmonger.
Alright, well, fuck me.
Yes, on the Vulture. I still need to...
Yeah, Vulture.
Black Panther?
Yeah.
Okay, I still need to watch it.
I like the Vulture because, you know, he's not really, like, an epic villain in the comics, but I like how they made him, you know...
Human.
Michael Keaton.
Human.
Yeah,
fucking
so
human.
Fucking fucking good.
That, it was because they made him more human than they did trying to make them this, like, big villain. Because, like, it's the struggle, and that's what he was going through, and that's what he tried to do.
Because I know, like, every villain perceives himself as the hero, and really they're not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
James? Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah,
it's okay. I lost my train of thought. Okay. Like, you guys were having a little conversation. I just lost it.
Another thing that kind of made me mad was Shuri. Dude.
Who is...
The one that was, like, trying to take out the Infinity Stone.
Black Panther is his sister.
His little sister.
He hasn't seen Black Panther.
Oh, never mind.
Okay, well, he has a little sister.
Where have you been for, like, 15 minutes? When we just...
I forgot little details like that. Shut up.
What are those? Okay.
She is one of the funniest Marvel characters in the MCU. And you put her in for 5 minutes? Maybe
no, less? No, that was less. It was a lot less. It was more like shit on Stark and shit on Banner.
She had one line. It was a great one line. That was it.
All right. It's kind of hard to, like...
But there's so actor. Much
yeah.
happening. There's so many... it's so action-packed. It's a star-studded movie. It's hard.
Especially, it's hard. Like, you're going up with, like, fucking titans. And, like, just warriors.
Yeah.
And, like, just superhumans. And okay. just, like, going at it.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
All right. No, I just thought of it.
All right.
Go for it. About... Thanos' kids dying. That one really pissed me off a little bit. They died so fucking
easy. The whole Black Order was sort of a waste.
I did not like the villains. Like, Thanos' kids. I felt like one of them, the green guy, I don't know his name.
The one with the ears?
Yeah.
The one with the
he looked like a World of Warcraft character.
He did.
Like,
he character. Did.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
I think the best thing to come out of the Black Order was the Squidward joke.
Yes.
That was beautiful.
So
go back home,
Squidward. For reference... So, the one you're talking about, the Squidward, is Ebony Maw.
Okay.
We have Midnight Proxima, who was the female.
Okay.
You guys may know her from the chin strap, the black chin strap that she had.
Yeah.
Sure. There was...
I just kind of went off of her, like, a lot of girls who don't know how to, like, do their makeup look like that. Yeah.
There was Corvius Clave, who was the one with the staff that got stabbed.
This one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The one who got killed with his own staff?
Yeah.
Yeah. It really reminds me of, like, I'm sorry.
There is...
The World of Warcraft looking dude.
Yeah. Cool Obsidian.
Okay, this one.
Yeah, he's the one that reminds me of
like
the
dark.
Oh my god.
Like that never happened.
Yeah,
I think my balls dropped. Jesus.
Something also, actually,
kind of cool.
I really did like Vision in this movie.
I do. Oh,
dude.
Like, you knew the motherfucker was gonna die.
But he died hard. He died really, really hard.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Twice.
Another thing too.
I didn't like. It's like that was just kind of wasted. Like you made Scarlet Witch do all this shit just for
that to be turned around.
Time Stone. Right.
Not just that, but we kind of had an idea of specifically who was gonna die. Vision was at the top of the list.
Oh yeah.
Because the dude had the
a lot of speculation. Captain America / Iron Man.
Yeah.
Everybody thought one of the two was gonna die.
And in the end, it's. All the fucking twist. Original Avengers that are standing, except for like
who was left, and that is the original Avengers.
That's fine. I felt like
that was. Really I'm bad. Okay with that. Same. War Machine, which I was not okay with.
I
was kind of hoping he disappeared a little bit, but
I don't mind it. I like the whole thing. The dude's walking again, and then he was like,
yeah,
he's like, have them arrested, and he's like, we'll do.
Yeah, and then he just like yeets them like.
And then
he's
just like, walk them back, and I'm like, all right.
But I wasn't happy he stayed. I was cool with that part. I was not happy he stayed. Okoye. I love Okoye. Should not have stayed. It should be Black Panther.
Yes, I agree with you there.
I.
It would have.
No,
like, I love Black. I would love Black Panther. So like.
I like that a little bit.
Agree.
Only because Thanos kept his promise about no matter rich or poor, you're gonna die.
That is very.
Why
very
is
true.
This happening?
Oh my God.
What is wrong with me?
Get some water. Here, drink something.
get something. But
we have Tony Stark.
When he got stabbed, I thought he was fucking dead.
Oh, yeah.
I thought he was fucking
Everyone
dead.
Thought that
That's when I was a little bitch.
I'm really happy that he didn't die. Because if he dies, I want him to die a little bit better than
you
that.
You can ask Oscar. The dude got stabbed. I was like, no.
No, yeah. Everyone in the theater was kind of quiet for like a good
The voice crack that you had.
No.
Because I was legit like, as you got stabbed, like, I almost fucking cried.
Yeah, no, I feel you.
Because the dude started this all.
Yeah.
It all started with Iron Man.
Wait. Technically, it started with
Hulk.
Yeah.
But
it all started with
Iron Man.
But then it stopped and then it continued.
Yeah. It's Mark Ruffalo, so we can. Yeah.
It all started with Iron Man.
I was trying to talk a little bit more normally, so my voice doesn't crack anymore.
Rocket Raccoon, who was the last Guardian to be alive.
Groot, no!
That fucking killed
yeah.
me.
Yeah, okay. But he like, looked at Groot, and he was just like, no, don't leave. And he was, oh, no, he just disappeared.
The way he said it, he's like, no, not you too. And I was just like, oh my God.
Bradley Cooper is
amazing.
I don't know if you guys can see my eyes really tearing up a little bit.
Yeah,
I can see it.
Bradley Cooper is amazing in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. He fits perfectly as Rocket.
Yeah, he really
does. And like, I fucking, like, honestly, like you said, it's either the two pairings that really blew me away in this movie were Tony and Doctor. And then Thor and Rocket. It was so fucking good.
Oh, dude.
Dude, Bucky and Rocket.
When
that was
beautiful. Just
turned positive. That was fucking amazing.
Yes,
but
yes.
He killed it when he's just like, hey, how much for the gun? It's not for sale. How about the arm?
Walks away.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God.
I didn't mind that. I
really love that.
There's one more who was left that we know of. And that's Nebula.
Oh, yeah, Nebula too.
Oh, I like that she was alive.
I don't mind it.
Can we like state that a little bit? She has big balls.
She has a pair.
Hell yeah.
She has got a pair of testicles.
She was on her. So close.
I don't care what anybody says.
She was like centimeters away from killing Thanos.
Yeah, and like
there is
she was screaming.
Yeah. She was getting tortured.
There is a line in the movie where Thanos says she came to it was my palace, but she came to kill me. And she almost succeeded.
Yeah, she almost succeeded. Yeah, I was like, oh my god. Okay,
which tells you how powerful Nebula is. She's kind of shit on Guardians. She's probably one of the most powerful.
No, everyone does it. Nobody likes her because, you know, she's the one that loves Thanos, quote, you know, all that.
But now she
But knows. She, even Thanos doesn't like her. She, he, you know, obviously.
Well, I mean, if obviously.
Gamora is the favorite.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That was stated in.
No, two. I'm saying.
Yeah.
In Guardians 2,
yeah.
when Gamora and Nebula had their fight, she was like, you're always the favorite.
Yeah, it's always you. You know, you never thought about me.
You couldn't let me win at least once.
So I don't have another part fucking put into me, basically. I'm like,
even Gamora was like, you know, I had to do what I had to do to survive.
And she was like, I wanted a sister. And I'm like, Gamora, you're a bitch.
Yeah.
I was like, Nebula.
Name like that.
Like,
huh? You said her name's Gamora. So Gamora.
Gamora.
I completely...
Thanos. It's
Gamora and Thanos.
All right. I completely forgot her name, and I was like, it starts with a G.
Hey, please. For not knowing her name, that was pretty good.
At least you didn't say Thanos.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, awesome. Yeah, I'm really
I'm also mad at who did die. You left one Guardian.
That's fine. I felt like
technically,
you know,
Star-Lord. Star-Lord should have been alive.
No, fuck Star-Lord. No, one person
that
died in this movie.
No,
I'm happy he died.
Fuck Star-Lord.
The dude
I'm so happy
was
he died.
Under emotional distress.
Yes,
I don't. Care.
And even then, no. Listen,
no.
Doctor Strange went through and saw every possibility of them happening.
Him
getting the
happen.
Time Stone was their only possibility. So obviously, Doctor Strange could have stopped that shit.
Yeah.
But he didn't, because he knew if they got the gauntlet off, Thanos is still going to win.
Yeah.
He looks at Tony, that's when he's disappearing. Also, I'm really kind of upset that he disappeared. I was like...
That what?
That he
that
disappeared, that he died.
Same.
Oh, dude, the way... Okay, can we talk about that for a
second? Hold on.
After.
Hold on. But, like, he even looks at Tony like, this is the only way.
Yeah.
This is the only way. Like, I'm sorry I did it, but this is the only way.
Like, you it's one of those things where it's like, you may hate me now, but in the end, it's like what you have to do.
Yeah.
I get that part.
All right.
In the moment... I specifically remember, in the moment, we're in the moment where they're trying to get it gauntlet off, okay?
Yeah.
I specifically remember Oscar saying in the first episode, it was the first episode, you're a superhero, it's your job, emotional or not.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. You're supposed to take that shit.
What
job first, emotions later.
Give me a minute to think of an argument. Guys, keep talking.
Now we gotta move on because we're starting to run out of time a little bit. But,
we could stretch it out.
We could,
Okay, let's talk about the... Okay,
another thing
also
that I did not like is that I know that eventually... It's kind of obvious that they're gonna bring him back. Like, it's obvious.
We're gonna get into theories about that.
Yeah.
There are theories that have it. Like, that's pretty evident.
But... Regardless of the theories or not, we know that they are going to come back.
You know Black Panther's coming back. You know Spider-Man's coming back. You know some of the Guardians.
Hold on. Can we talk about how they all died and then talk about like their theories?
One quick thing. It's that thing again where it's just like, we don't know how they were going to die, but we knew that like good handful. Yeah, it's the same thing. It's just
it was
like,
kind of...
It's the same thing. It's just like, we know they're going to bring them back. We just don't know how.
It was brought up a lot, like, in the movie, where, like, it was, like, he can snap his finger and the whole thing. You knew it was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
We're, like, they brought it up so much, like, you knew it was going to happen. I was still a little bitch when it happened. I was, like, no, this isn't okay. We knew it was going to happen.
How that played out I loved it. Thor, I love Thor. And he did not like him in that at that moment.
I thought he just did what he did what he could, and then like it was just like should have went for the head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck, he's right. All right. No.
Let's talk about their deaths now.
Okay, so we're gonna talk about the kill order.
Who died first? Oh, my Loki? God.
No, it wasn't Loki. It was not Loki. It was
the big guy.
It was the black guy.
The African American.
No.
He was black?
No. He died after Loki.
No,
he died before.
Because he sent Hulk to Earth before he died. And then they're like, bad move.
Yeet! Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Then it was Loki. And then we had to wait a while for our next death, but it was... Corvus Clay.
Alright, we are excluding villains.
Okay, well, excluding villains.
Okay. Then it was Gamora.
Then it was Gamora. Which... Yeah.
Okay, that one, okay, I wasn't really teary-eyed about that one, but... It was the irony in it that kind of got to me, you know what I mean? I was like, ha, bitch, you don't love anyone. Psych, bitch, yes, I do.
That was very cliche. That's very cliche.
Next person to legitimately die was Vision.
Vision was that hurt really soul. Hard.
That, like, the way ripped it, he basically ripped the soul out of his body.
Yeah. That's
basically what happened.
And he just left their
pale. The worst part is that Scarlet Witch...
She's had the dilemma the entire fucking movie. She really wanted to do this, and then she finally does it. And it's just like, get you done.
All right. Scarlet Witch was probably like the only one that could really like kill... You know, break the soul
stone.
The Mind Stone.
We all knew he was gonna like get the stones. And,
no, of course.
We didn't know how.
Before this movie, I didn't think he was getting all of them.
I believed that he did.
I didn't think he was getting all of them. So then when I saw him with like majority, I was like... This motherfucker really can get all the fucking Infinity Stones.
I kept going back and forth. At one point, I was like, he's going to get them. Then I was like, well, no, I've seen Scarlet Witch.
I think once he got three of the two, I was like, yeah, he has all of them. Like, I'm like, fuck.
It was like
that's the point of no return. Like, he got it.
Okay, the way, like, how it was going out, like, you know, I'm going to have to kill you. And then she was like, no, I can't. He was like, you're going to have to kill me.
Oh, Star-Lord?
No.
Like. To Gamora, to Star-Lord.
Yeah, that one too, but I'm talking about Scarlet Witch and Vision.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
Because she was the only one that could really break the Soul Stone because of her powers based...
It wasn't the Soul Stone.
I mean, Mind Stone.
Yeah.
Mind Stone based on her powers. So when she finally did it and he reversed time, I was like, oh my god. Because he died twice.
Yeah. He literally blew up and then he got reconfigured just to get it ripped out of his head.
Yeah. That was a really good death.
I felt like as soon as he got the time stone, I knew that there was like no hope for him dying. And like without him getting the stone.
Yeah.
Like as soon as he got it, I was like, yeah, like they're fucked. There's like no way out of it. But like James said.
Whore.
Yeah, it's like.
But you know what? It's funny about these movies that there's always in the back of your mind, you're saying, well, there's a chance that the villain might win. It was opposite in this movie.
Dude was gonna fucking... Yeah. Like, you were like, fuck, are we actually, like... Avengers gonna win this? Like...
Yeah, usually back in my mind, it's the villains. Now it's like, oh, they might pull us... They might pull us out. They didn't.
Thanos might not be
the underdog this time.
Yeah.
Thanos was not really an underdog. Wait, no. The Avengers.
Okay, have any of you guys seen
they didn't have a lot of...
The Star Wars?
Okay, Spider-Man.
No, I'm being serious.
What?
You guys haven't seen any of the stuff. It felt like an Empire Strikes Back kind of thing.
Okay, yeah, I get you. Yeah. That's what I mean.
That
yeah,
really old underdogs. Movie. Have you guys ever seen that old movie?
Yeah. Empire Strikes Back.
Oh, yeah. I like the little one letter. No, but the kid knows more movies than I do.
And then...
Just yeet him.
Then we have this... I call it in the deaths or the departed. I don't call them they died. I call them the departed. I don't know the specific order.
They fade away. How about that?
There you go.
They're
the only one that I know for sure happened, and that was the last one.
Actually,
the first one was Bucky.
Was it Bucky?
Yeah, because he turns to Steve. He's like, Steve, Captain America turns around. Like, he's fucking solving.
Yeah, I think I didn't really like the way how Black Panther faded away. This is not place to die, and then just. And I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, his was like...
That was kind of weird. It was a little bit weird.
His wasn't really touched on as much as, like, the other ones. Like,
no. It was more like...
Gru had, like, longer screening time dying.
It was more confusing. It was more scary. But it wasn't sad.
But it also showed that, like, no one's safe in this
No one's safe. I think that's the only part that's, like, really scary.
I was... I kind of really didn't like that Drax died.
Say.
Like, I was like, he's the comedy, dude, he's the...
I love all really said. Sad, the way he said it, Peter, and just...
Yeah.
And then even Peter, oh, shh.
And then...
Mantis? People were laughing at her.
She had a little funny line, one-liner before she went. I forgot what it was, but I just remember it was funny.
That was her version of, like, Spidey sense. She was like, I feel something happening.
Yeah, that's what it was.
I was just like, oh my god.
There was a post, I read. It was about Spider-Man's death.
Oh, yeah, it's like the Spidey sense. He can feel it.
Yeah.
He can feel it. He knew it was coming.
And he felt it right before.
His regeneration made it longer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck, dude, that's like...
It makes so much sense, and it hurts so much more. And the way he did it, his performance was amazing, by the way. Shout out to Tom Holland.
Scarlet Witch also.
Okay, Scarlet Witch, that one wasn't really touchy.
I can't remember her.
She was holding, Vision, and then out of nowhere, she just... Disappeared. And just...
I felt Groot was very, very sad.
Yeah. Groot was sad.
Because you could... I mean, I know you don't understand him, but you felt what he was saying.
Yeah.
You know what's kind of funny? I could kind of understand what he was saying every time.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Sometimes you could. Like, when it's kind of obvious.
Yeah.
One of my favorite jokes in the movie was probably when,
Oh, don't say it. Is it?
Is when he was like,
You got some acorns on you? Or, like, sapling?
Fuck. No, what was it? Fuck, I'm having a stroke. It was when... It's Thor... Rocket one.
Yes!
And he's like, you know how to speak Groot? He's like, oh yeah, I was in Lectiv in Asgard.
Oh, that made me laugh. I was like, oh my god. Not a lot of people like picked up on that because it was so like nonchalant.
Yeah. And he was like, it's a Lectiv in Asgard.
I was like, fucking great.
Another one was my favorite, and it was in the trailer too, where it's like, Peter's like, put the video game away before I break it, and then he's like, I am Groot. And it was like, whoa, calm down.
Yeah.
That made me laugh really freaking hard.
Alright, another thing, when the fuck did Peter learn Groot?
I think they learned it over time.
He's always new, kind of.
I think he just kind of guessed.
They've all picked it up over time.
Yeah.
And even, I don't know if you remember, like, in the movie, but like, even Rocket Turner, like, hey, what the fuck's wrong with you?
He's like, what the fuck, motherfucker?
He's like, let's have a talk about your language.
So how Anchor works is that you get to record for an hour and go to the next segment, and we're almost at that point, If you hear us cut out, it's the recording ending, so we'll pick it up another.
Yeah, we'll pick it up another one, but,
We'll start with what we wish that would happen. What we wish that happened.
I was hoping the end credits would be X-Men.
Okay.
Looking back at it, though, it was kind of a long shot.
It was a long shot. No, it was a long shot to begin with.
Yeah.
But I was hoping.
Just Deadpool coming in with a bunch of guns, like, did I miss it? Did I miss it? You said
this last time, I was like, oh my god.
Like, I was really hoping it'd be like, you have all the X-Men just come in.
Or like, Deadpool comes in, he's like, I'm ready to fight for my girl, kind of thing, or like my other girl.
Or he's like,
oh yeah.
Yeah.
I'm ready to fight for my baby.
Just walks in, where the fuck's Cable?
Actually, I know with Death, she's been like, you know, seducing Thanos. She's basically being a tease.
No, that's kind of the whole reason why he kills half of the universe.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Death is like, you know, I need more souls, bitch. You know, I'll let you fuck. Give me some souls. Jesus. He's like, alright.
Yeah, basically it's like...
What I kind of wish that happened in this movie is that the Black Order was more prominent.
Alright. What does prominent mean?
Like, more... They're more touched upon. Like, they're more, like... You'd be more scared of. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, basically, the Black Order, to me... was just literally a setup for one gruesome death and a Squidward joke.
I wasn't really too happy about that. The way they died. I feel like it should have been a little bit more.
Okay, the chick fucking died gruesomely.
If they all ganged up on Ebony Maw and he, you know, killed them that way.
Like that.
Yeah.
Cole Obsidian wasn't a throwaway, but kind of.
What happened to him?
Scarlet Witch. Okay, so it was... it was Scarlet Witch. She picked him up, she threw him against the force field, and drug his ass until he fucking exploded.
Oh. Alright. I guess remember Scarlet Witch fucking yeeting that chick into the fucking grinder.
And then we get Okoye with one of the best one-liners. Bless you.
I'm so sorry. Alright.
One of the best one-liners.
Thank you, guys.
Why wasn't she here before?
Yeah.
Yeah, that did come. When she geared up, she just looked at it like, what the fuck? She was in there?
I can't tell you how many... amazing one-liners were in this movie.
There were a lot.
There are so many great one-liners that I'm probably going to be quoting for the next couple months.
Safety, no nothing.
Why? Why are you like this? Is it because you're sick?
Shut up.
Don't throw up on me.
Yeah, no, please. No. Please don't have your mucus. Come on.
Smells, I'm sorry.
So we're going to continue on.
Yeah, we're going to continue with this.
Part one of two.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. This is going to be too far. There's so much to discuss.
Alright.
Is this how this works?
Yeah.
Figure this out?
I'm pretty sure.
Guys, I'm scared.
All right. Continuation.
Yeah.
We think so? Yeah. Fuck it, we're going to go for it.
I think we disappeared for a second. What's going on?
Shut the fuck up.
Continuation. I don't feel so well.
No!
That was another great one-liner.
Fuck, I almost did Mickey cry during a play one time. Yeah. I almost made you cry during a play one time.
Tumbleweed. With Mice and Men?
No, Tumbleweed. It was our last one, and I was like, Mikey, this is the last time we've been on stage together. You're like, shut the fuck up.
Oh, yeah, dude. That was so bad. I was like, I don't want to go.
back to... The topic of Infinity War, thank you.
What we wanted to see.
Yeah, what we wanted to see. I wanted to see more...
Damn, Oscar, you have a big dick.
I hate you.
I wanted to see more Shuri. And I wanted to see... There's a lot of characters that didn't have the biggest parts. I kind of wish were a little bit more important. Okoye didn't have the biggest part.
She wasn't... Yeah.
She had enough.
I felt like Captain America's scenes, like, they weren't that many when you really think about it, but I felt like they were just enough for it to be really, really memorable.
Yeah.
And M'Baku, too.
M'Baku was there. I really like that M'Baku was there.
He was there.
You didn't watch Black Panther. Yeah, you didn't watch that one.
Was he there?
Yeah.
Okay, just screen, please.
I'm sorry.
I got scared.
I love M'Baku and Black Panther.
He was there.
You're vegetarians.
Oh, dude, yes.
But
I will feed you to my kin. I'm just kidding. We're vegetarians.
Yeah, other than... I don't have that many complaints about what I wish happened in this movie, though.
It was a lot of unexpected, but expected shit.
What I was kind of afraid of, that they would... I know the way, like, how he got, like, all the Infinity Stones was really good. Mm-hmm. But I thought it was going to be a little too fast, you know what I mean? But since it was 3 hours of a movie...
2 hours and 40 minutes.
Shut the fuck up.
Anyways, they made it a little bit better by doing that. Because it took time, but it didn't take too much time. And it didn't take too little time.
Pacing is what you're basically going for. And yes, the pacing was
great in this movie.
What are you talking about?
Just shit.
Pacing
is correct.
How the movie goes along, like the time of the movie, like how it's paced out.
I feel
out.
Like you guys are just making up this word.
No, it's real.
What are you guys talking about?
This is used in so many movies. Like movies where... are you serious?
I'm just fucking with you guys.
I was fucking
I didn't want to like shit on you because that's me with the whole like transgender topic. And I still don't understand.
We're not bringing that up. Okay, look. We're just not bringing that up.
I don't understand.
Anyways, we continue on with this.
I guess we're going to theories now since we don't have many.
They're in the fucking Soul Stone.
The Soul Stone?
Okay, I noticed that one.
Soul Stone.
Soul Stone.
Soul Stone.
Okay, I'm going to stop.
I think it's going to happen.
No,
they're going to have to wield the gauntlet to kill Thanos.
I know, okay, you
I feel like to bring everybody back. I feel like they're gonna turn back time to the good dope days where the mama's saying them two sleep when they're stressed out.
Yes, 21 pilots are gonna pop out of nowhere and start fucking jamming.
I feel like they are gonna like rewind time and just be like, oh, nothing ever happened. And like, they're not gonna touch. Happen. And I feel like they're not gonna touch upon like half of people dying. It's just like, yeah, we're just gonna bring Earth people back.
So what you're saying is that the second movie is kind of good.
Like, yeah, they're just going to be, like, growing. Like, I feel like it is going to take time to, like, build up and, like, you know.
I think it's going to be... They're going to have to kill Thanos with the gauntlet. And it's going to obviously take a sacrifice from somebody. And I think Tony's going to end up killing Steve or Pepper. Because I think Tony's going to be the one to kill Thanos.
Alright. No.
No, I feel like it's going to be Wong. The Asian guy.
I know what you're talking about. Yes.
Yeah,
it was. Was like, you guys got
I was
fight.
Expecting oh. some laughs. Oh. Like you guys
I thought you were being serious. No. We're talking theories. So I'm like, okay, this isn't far fetched. No, it's pretty far fetched. But No,
I hope he's alive.
I think it's gonna be Tony because, dude, like,
no, he has to be.
He better be. Yeah, honestly, they had that talk, and he was like, "Yeah, I've seen visions of you too."
When?
When they're talking, it's just him and Tony. He was like, "I had visions of you too." Like, he knew his name, and he's like, "How the fuck do you know my name?"
Oh no, no, he's like, "Yeah, I've also been cursed with knowledge," and I was like, "Oh fuck."
Yeah, and he's had visions of him the same way that
I don't know we were in Hot Topic.
The main thing that I thought after walking out, they kept Gamora alive for a reason. Not Gamora, Nebula. They kept Nebula alive for a reason.
In the comics, she's the one who actually steals the gauntlet.
No, actually. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm like 90% sure.
No.
Yeah, it's her.
Yeah, are you okay?
Isn't in the comics, isn't Drax the one that kills him?
No, because
there is multiple ways that he's died.
Oh.
I don't know if you guys
Drax is one way that he dies.
Infinity Gauntlet? Have you guys read
Infinity?
Nebula.
What the fuck?
Nebula is like one that...
Stop calling me out on
these. She swipes the gauntlet, and then she like turns back time. So like...
Oh my god. Like, you guys can't see it. He did a full like reverse with the fucking steering wheel.
It's like, oh my god.
Shout out Jeffrey.
But yeah, like, it's our friend.
Oh.
He always does that. Hi, Jeff. I feel like she's gonna like reverse it. You know, reverse.
Just spit on me? Okay.
Sorry, I love you.
I think one of the Avengers is gone.
I think it's gonna be Tony or.
I mean, half of them are already gone, but.
Avengers? They're all there.
Original Avengers.
Okay.
Oh, okay, original. No, because.
That reminds me.
You take that back. Peter was a part of Avengers for the last couple minutes.
He was dubbed.
Yeah, he was dubbed. So not all of the Avengers are gone.
Again?
Did fate come into his face? Really?
Yeah. Take it back.
The first movie you've ever seen with all of them. They're all still alive, we think, because we're not sure if Hawkeye disintegrated or not.
Bitch, you
that's nothing to. I think Hawkeye will play a prominent role. New vocabulary. New prominent role in this movie.
You guys okay, hit an Oscar like
just
that.
Just talk bash on him.
You know what's funny? Because you don't play sports, but you're really good at throwing shade.
Oh!
Hey! That's okay. I mean, I'm not getting that topic. Anyway.
Hawkeye is gonna play.
Continue, I'm sorry.
Hawkeye, not you.
Bucky's not fucking worthless. He's here at the podcast. Where's Eliana?
Bitch.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, fuck you.
Hawkeye, not worthless either. That's a meme, but.
Hawkeye's gonna play a prominent role in this.
Better show up next time.
Ant-Man is gonna show a prominent role.
Okay, I want to see how that plays out because of the movie coming out. I hope, like, there's end credits or, like, at the end of the movie where, like, Wasp disappears.
I was talking to my dad about this. He thinks Ant-Man and the Wasp is going to take place right as Infinity War is going on.
Oh, like, post?
Yeah, no, like, right, like, as it's going on.
In the middle of it?
Yeah. I think it's going to be pre.
I think it's going to be pre, but I think the end credits are going to be kind of like Mikey said, where, like, maybe the Wasp, or, like, Hank, like, just... fucking disintegrates, and they're like what the fuck's going on?
Like, he's just like, what the fuck's going on? And then he just disappears. And then Wasp is like, you know.
Yeah, Wasp is the one that is alive, as a plot twist.
Stop.
Shit.
But,
No, I'm just gonna walk out the door.
Like, I was hyped to see Paul Rudd as Ant-Man, and then, like, it was just like, yeah, no, he's not here.
I was kind of expecting him.
Oh, and, well. Like, he could have done a lot, too. He could have snuck up on Thanos and just snatched the gauntlet if he really wanted to.
Or, I don't know if you've seen that little, like, fan art where he jumps into his mouth.
Oh, and he just throws. That would have been pretty intense. Very gruesome!
No. Okay.
Of course, that wouldn't happen, though. I'm sorry.
Hold on. Either he kills Thanos, or he kills himself. Because I feel like Thanos takes... like, a lot to, like, kill. Like, the axe was, like, enough to, you know, like, get
injured. And he was walking right after.
Yeah. Like, enough to injure him.
But he did have a fit in the gauntlet, so maybe he was...
I don't feel like him growing would actually really do much. I feel like he might, and then just be like, nope, and then, like, just kind of go back to being small.
Oh, yeah. That, I know not a lot of people, like... I know people kind
of
like shit.
Throw one of those little things that make the thing like things they had in Civil War where they make some shrink like
growing shrink.
We just throw it at the fucking Infinity Gauntlet.
Breaks his hand?
Yeah.
God, that's so... Or he just has, like, a tiny hand. Then he just snaps again and everybody's done.
I don't think you snap with a finger that small.
A Deadpool hand.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Also,
Deadpool is so much bigger in my hand.
Or is
we're talking
theories. It's good coming out.
Theories. Hopefully he pops out.
I got it.
Oh, he's
going to kill my dreams.
Isn't he from Fox?
Look.
They bought Fox.
They bought Fox.
What do you think? I've been preaching this X-Men theory.
Thing. I did not know that. I'm sorry.
This is the thing. We all want it to happen. It's probably not going to happen.
Let me dream. Please, Justin, stop killing
me. I'm with you guys. I want it to happen.
No, Mike, you don't get off.
You know what? I'm just drop that one.
Get off of me.
All right. I'm going to keep shit with you guys right now.
I'll end your life.
Okay. Deep shit.
Go for it. Lay it on.
What?
Lay it on us.
No, go for
it. No, I'm just saying.
Lay it on us.
On my chest. Go for it. Lay it on us.
Just shit on us.
It's just not going to happen. Like, it's not.
That's not going to happen.
That's way too deep, okay? That's like ocean deep.
Yeah, you're going balls deep in me. Calm down.
You're getting too intense.
I don't think...
I know you have a big dick. We need to calm down.
I don't think X-Men... I don't think Infinity War is the best movie for the X-Men to cross over.
What is...
Ooh, The Avengers versus X-Men. That's a comic, no?
Inhumans.
There you go.
Oh, wait, no, I can't. No, because it's a show now. They canceled it and they made it into a show, which sucks also.
But, like, maybe that would be a good cross. It's just, like, Avengers versus the X-Men, and then it's just, like, that whole dispute.
I'm kind of...
Yes.
Kind of happy that they canceled it, because I feel like it would have been, like, Wakanda. Yeah. It would have been, like, Black Panther, kind of.
Yeah.
Well, Black Panther was good.
Because in humans, I don't know if you guys know who the Kree are. They're aliens, blue aliens,
like Avatar?
No, the Kree were
okay, what's the name of that first guy that was in Guardians of the Galaxy, the first one?
Oh, Ronan?
Yeah, Ronan the Destroyer. He's Kree. Okay. So blue character, blue
humans. Haven't they showed up in the MCU before?
What?
The Kree? Kree?
Yeah, I think, no, yeah, yes.
Ronan, I don't remember, obviously, but I'm like, having like,
and actually, I think Nebula's Kree too.
That actually just fucking blew.
Anyways, so aliens have sex with humans and then they become like an upper race. Yeah, that's the only way I can really explain it.
Way too weird, way too fast.
How is that weird?
Because that's in humans. That's basically what it fucking is. Don't get weird.
They're humans, but they're not. How's that weird?
Are we really gonna question how
really,
weird that is?
Really? Does cock weird you out?
No. I actually don't want to know. Like, what makes it weird? Like, the fact that they're a different, like, race? Or, like, the fact that they're aliens? Or
the fact that I said aliens. Sex with aliens.
Okay.
Because that's really weird.
Yeah.
This is kind of awkward. Please stop. Stop!
No, come to me. Come here. Okay, I'll stop.
How positive are we that it's Captain Marvel?
Oh, I... 10 out of 10.
Okay.
What do you mean?
10 out of 10. It's Captain
Marvel. I don't know. It looks like the X-Men logo to me.
Shut your face.
Don't threaten me.
That was time. Captain Marvel. Or Miss Marvel for
like,
whoever wants to be like.
We all know that it's in production. We all know that it's like they're teasing towards it. We just know. Like, yeah, it's one of those things where it's just like, it's a tease, but it's basically solidified.
You're right. That really did look like an X to me.
Stop teasing me. I don't like it. One bit.
anyone else got anything else, like, theory-wise?
Theory-wise, no, I just really think it's gonna be Tony to kill him.
I think for sure. Or you wanna go first?
I feel that Peter Parker did not die, and he was hiding under the dumpster while the zombies were just going after the guy.
My God, Glenn, relax.
God.
I know for sure everyone who, like, faded into ash are coming back because I know they're part of this. They are now in the Soul Stone. I'm trying to talk like normal now because
I think the reason why you're not talking correctly is because you're trying too hard.
Probably.
Damn. On the spot. Called you a bitch. Said you have a 2-millimeter cock.
Oh my God.
From the floor. Just kidding. That bitch is small as fuck.
Anyway.
Okay.
any other theories around? 12 round?
Everyone who physically died
is dead.
Is not coming back. they are not resurrecting. Everyone who faded away is definitely coming back.
Well,
because I know Marvel. Okay, I know because Marvel has had like incidents where they fake tease us. Like, I don't have any good examples, but they've said like some things aren't going to happen and they do happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right. The one thing I did have to say is that Gamora may come back because from what I've heard, Guardians of the Galaxy 3, the main focus is primarily on Gamora. Now, that's not to say that they may do the Guardians of the Galaxy before Infinity War, but it's hard to say.
I think there's a chance she comes back.
There is. Not a big chance, but it's a chance.
I think Quicksilver is coming back. Okay, I'm just the only one that's thinking that.
I guess, well, maybe.
Thank you. Thank you, Oscar.
Like, what's her name?
Scarlet.
Scarlet. I feel like she might be like, yeah, can you, like, please, like,
bring go back, back a couple years?
Yeah, go back a few years. Bring back Ultron.
For the it wasn't
well, I mean, she's not, he's not the Flash.
According to Spider-Man Homecoming, it was 8 years.
8 years?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Fuck, they're old.
It actually was even later, too, because that 8 years was from Civil War. Then again, it is, the timeline's wrong.
Okay, time out, I'm getting confused now.
Yeah, you're confusing the shit out of me.
Because he's still in high school by then, and then he goes to, like, homecoming. But he's also, like, he's not a senior, right? He's, like, a junior or sophomore.
He's a, he said he's 15 or 16.
Yeah, you don't stay in high school 8 years.
Oh, wait, no, I do have that wrong. It was 8 years, okay, it was 8 years after the first Avengers.
Sorry.
Okay, that makes more sense.
It makes a lot more sense.
And it was about, I think it was 4 years after Civil War.
No, I don't know.
Three, I can't remember.
I don't know if this was confirmed, but I know there was like a...
Homecoming? 3 years? No, that wouldn't make sense.
Okay, I won't talk.
3 years, because then Peter would be like in middle school, and Peter shows up in Civil War.
Yeah. I was getting to that. I don't know.
I'm saying, like, that make no sense?
The whole lot of time, like, is weird.
I don't know if, okay, do you guys remember watching Iron Man with
the first one?
Fuck, was it the first one? It was the one with the guy with the whips.
Slipknot, it's the third one.
Slipknot?
It's not Slipknot, is it?
Did you just call it Slipknot?
It's Whiplash, fuck!
Whiplash, okay, I don't know if I was thinking of the right word.
Look, shitty DC character, we don't need that.
There is. So, in Whiplash, there's this kid with the helmet, and he, like, has, like, repulsors on, like, fake repulsors, like,
Yeah, you think that's Peter Parker?
Yeah, people thought that was Peter Parker, and I don't know if that was confirmed or not, because I know
it hasn't been, but I
doubt it.
It's
because I know there was also another scene in the first Avengers movie when they're getting attacked, and it was a deleted scene where this car is coming by and they get stopped because an alien falls on them, and Captain America saves the kids and the parents, and he was like, "Wow," you know, he was all happy for it. And supposedly, that was also Peter Parker, too.
I don't think they're risking anything like that at the time, because Sony still had... the rights to Spider-Man, so I don't think they're really, like, risking anything like that at the time.
I don't know, but...
I mean, Miles Morales wasn't really confirmed either, technically.
He still isn't. So...
Is that pretty much it? What about final thoughts for Infinity War?
Definitely my top five, in my top five for MCU movies. Hurt my soul. But also has me really excited for the future of the MCU.
Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Mr. Stark.
I liked it. It's a good 9 out of 10. We'll watch again.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah, I'm watching again this weekend, definitely.
Yeah, I didn't get the whole 87% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay, the thing is, it's not... I think it's only good because of the... Because of comics based. Because not a lot of people, even my father was like, "Yeah, I don't really like this kind of shit." And I'm just like, "Well, you're not a fucking nerd, bitch." So, you get what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't know.
Wait. If you guys watch like the Netflix series about like the Punisher and all like the Defenders, I would love it if they put him in like the second one.
Yeah, that'd be cool too.
Yeah, and like maybe like Iron Fist dies. Jessica Jones, and I feel like Luke Cage would be a good essential part to it.
Mike, I'm surprised you haven't said Adam Warlock.
Honestly, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You should get your own favorite superhero.
Adam Warlock. I'm kind of down. I'm having my doubts now. It's mostly because
I think he's gonna be in Guardians.
Because Captain
America.
America.
I meant to say Marvel and I mixed it up with America. I'm gonna say Captain Marvel. See, I almost did it. Because I know Captain Marvel's coming out.
Yeah.
So, and I know in the comics, it was only the big ones, the Ultimates, that really came out, which was Thor, Captain Marvel, Doctor Strange, and Adam Warlock. But I really doubt he's coming out now.
I mean, he could come out.
He has so much potential in that.
With Guardians 3 or Captain Marvel, I think he might.
He could even be replaced.
I don't know.
He could even replace Vision, I dare say.
I can very much see down the line in like 10 years, Civil War 2.
No.
Maybe.
Because it's Iron Man and Captain Marvel, no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's possible.
It's possible, and nothing's going to happen. Fuck, Robert Downey Jr. would be so old.
Like I said it before, I really don't want it to run down like Furious, Fast and the Furious.
Yeah.
So I think after Infinity War, it should be good, and then just continue on with like one liner, one story characters, like Deadpool.
Oh shit,
Deadpool. You know.
Yeah.
Can't fucking continue my sentences.
Spider-Man, Black Panther, kind of them, a bit more, but not like fleshed out, but not too like a third, like second, third, and like keep going. I got you.
No fucking team ups. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
One protagonist.
Okay.
My final thoughts for this movie was it was amazing. Exceeded expectations. Because obviously going into it, I was worried about it.
It was a little bit better than I expected.
Yeah, I think everyone kind of had that feeling.
Could you say that you said you were worried, like, before? Like, how they would do it? Would you say, you have, like, more confidence in the future about, like, their...
Actually, I'm even less confident now, just because...
How high
it was.
Yeah.
It's very easy to under...
Yeah.
Like, to under it. But... I thought it was great, so... This was a lot longer than we expected to go. Infinity War just such a... big movie that we kind of need a big podcast for it.
Yeah. It was really worth it, though.
If you have stayed listening to this, wow, you're a trooper.
I honestly appreciate it.
Also,
you got a big dick.
Do you have any, topics for the next one? Disney, right?
We kind of want to start
going off, because, a lot of it has just been Civil War hype leading. I'm not Civil War hype. Fuck, I'm dumb.
Infinity War hype.
But, so we're kind of cut down on the Marvel here, so send some DC topics, fucking Disney topics.
I would like a Disney topic.
Oh yeah,
that would be kind of
one. Nice. One more thing, I don't know if I should bring it up during the podcast. Having another day.
Yeah. Okay.
You let us know if you guys want us to have another day.
Yeah, if you want us to have this twice a week, because we're all willing and able, I think.
We're gonna talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah, but.
I don't want to bring it up and get your hopes up or whatever.
Well, thank you for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening, guys. We'll be back next week with episode 4.
Hopefully, probably the Disney topic.
Some kind of Disney topic.
Yeah, definitely. So. We want to go Disney next week.
I'm Justin.
I'm Oscar.
James.
I'm Dead. I'm Mikey.
We'll see you guys next week.
Goodbye.
Later.
Bye.
Love you.
See you next time.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.